A great King above all the gods. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I said there is no other God. From east to west, there is no other God. No, no, no. From north to south, I said there is no other God. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. It's only you, Jesus, it's only you. He's only you, he's only you, Jesus. He's only you, he's only you, he's only you, Jesus. He's only you, he's only you, Lord. He's only you, Savior. He's only you, Lord, you reign, Lord, you reign. In the heaven, you reign here on earth. The Lord of hosts is your name. Lord, you reign in the heaven. You reign here on earth. The Lord of hosts is your name. Glory to your name, Emmanuel, honor to your name, Emmanuel, glory to your name, Emmanuel, honor to your name. Praises to your name, Emmanuel. Honor to your name, Emmanuel. Glory to your name. I cannot do without you. Cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. Cannot do it without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot make it without you. Cannot make it without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord. Hallelujah. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's thank him. Let's thank him. Open your mouth. Begin to give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. He deserves our praise, oh Lord. Father, we exalt you for this afternoon. Thank you because you are a great God. Thank you for another opportunity to call upon you. Many people want to pray. They cannot even pray. Many people are in trouble. They don't even have who to call upon. But Lord, we thank you because we serve a God that is ever present in time of need. The God that say, call upon me and I will answer you. Father, Father, we thank you for this privilege, oh Lord, to have access to you at all time, to have access to you at any time. Father, we give you praise. We are not taking you for granted. We give you honor. We give you adoration. Tell the Lord that we cannot pray without you. We cannot do anything without you. Father, today, oh Lord, we commit this prayer meeting into your hand, oh Lord. Let everything that will be done here today be pleasing and acceptable unto you, oh Lord. It will not be for show off. It will not be to the glory of man, but let it be to the glory of your name. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the words of our mouth, oh Lord, let the meditation of our heart, oh Lord, be, oh Lord, in tune with yours, oh Lord. Be acceptable unto you in the name of Jesus. Father, hear our cry, oh Lord. Hear our cry, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I am a sinner. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. There is no story. There is no story. I am a sinner. Your righteousness, the Bible says, is like a filthy rag. Father, have mercy upon me. In any way that I have missed it, in any way that I have gone astray, in any way that I have offended you or offended anybody, Father, be merciful unto me. Father, be merciful unto me. Where, whatever I have done, oh Lord, knowingly or unknowingly, Father, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon me, oh Lord. Have mercy upon us, oh Lord. This afternoon, Lord, we desire your mercy. We ask for your mercy. The Bible says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. It is not automatic. Father, today, oh Lord, we desire your mercy. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Say anything in me that resists prayer, jump out and die. Anything in my life that resists prayer, jump out, jump out, jump out and die. Jump out and die. Jump out and die. Whatever is in me that resists prayer, jump out and die. In the name of Jesus, whatever is in my life that resists prayer, fear, anxiety, whatever is in my life, oh Lord, doubt, oh Lord, that I resist prayer, today I cast you out. I cast you out. The Bible says, strangers shall obey. They shall come out of their close places. Every stranger in my life that is resisting answers to my prayer, today I chase you out. You are no longer welcome in my life. You are not welcome in my environment. Anything in my surrounding that is not of God, today I cast you out and I send you into the fire. I cast you out and I send you into the fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, fire of Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, overshadow my thoughts. Fire of Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. Fire of Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. Fire of Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, fire of Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, any power in the heavenlies saying no to my prayer, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Any power in the heavenly, when Satan was cast down, he took over the heavenlies, and that is where he resides. And that is why sometimes we are praying and there is no answer to our prayer, because the prince of Persia, they withheld the prayers of Daniel. Any power in the heavenly that is saying no to my prayer this afternoon, today I command you to die. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. I pull you down in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I receive power to overcome the powers of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I receive power to overcome the powers of the enemy. I receive power, power from the Lord. I receive power. I receive strength. I receive power to pray and to prevail. I receive power to overcome the powers of the enemy, to overcome territorial spirit, to overcome powers of wickedness in my life, in my environment. I receive power of the Holy Ghost. I receive power of the Holy Ghost. I receive power of the Holy Ghost upon my life right now, upon my spirit right now, in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. The Bible says the sun will not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Say, any power operating through the sun assigned against me and my family, scatter, 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 scatter. Any power operating through the sun attacking me and my family, I command you to scatter. I command you to die. Any power that has been projected, whatever has been projected into the sun to smite me, to smite my family, today I return you back to the sender. You son, hear the word of the Lord. You will not smite me. You will not smite my family. You will not smite my children. Wherever my family are, you will not smite them in the mighty name of Jesus. Because I bear the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ in my body, you the son, you will not smite me. Anything programming to the son against me, against my family, I return you back to the center. name of Jesus. I return you back to the sender. Arrows that fly by day. Arrows that fly by night. Arrows that fly in the noontime. I return you back to the sender. Back to the sender. In the mighty name of Jesus. I return you back to the sender. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Say powers that has gathered problem for me in the remaining days of this year. I am not your candidate. Die. Every power that has prepared problem, trouble, affliction, disaster for me and my family in the remaining days of this year. I am not available. My children are not available. My husband is not available. Carry your load and die. Carry your load and die. Any power that has prepared trouble for me, prepare trouble for my family, prepare trouble for my household, we are not available. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your load, 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 carry your load. In the name of Jesus, any power that has prepared trouble for me, for my family, for my children, in the name of Jesus, carry your load and die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say any power. Sapping my spiritual strength. Enough is enough. Vomit it and die. Any power sapping my spiritual strength that is sucking my spiritual energy so that I cannot pray, so that I cannot fast. They are pressing you down. You cannot do what you ought to do. I command the power to die. Any power that is draining my spiritual strength, that is sapping my energy in doing the things of God, in prayer, in fasting, in meditation, I command you to die. I command you to die. Any power that is draining me spiritually, physically, I come against you in the name of Jesus. I come against you in the name of Jesus. Get out of my life. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, spirit of the world, spirit of the last day operating in my life, what are you doing there? I cast you out. Jump out of me. Spirit of the world, spirit of the last day operating in my life, what are you doing inside of me? I hate you. I reject you and I cast you out. I cast you out. Spirit of the last day, spirit of the world operating in my life, I cast you out by fire. I cast you out by fire. Spirit of the last day, spirit of the world operating in my life, in my home, in my family, I say, I cast you out. I cast you out. I cast you out. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say any power that want to return me back to square one. You are not my God. Die. Any power that want to return my family back to square one. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Any power that want to return me back to square one. You are a liar. Any power that want me to have a better yesterday. You are a liar. Die. I command you to die. I command you to die. I command you to die. In Jesus' name we pray. None of us will be dragged backward in the mighty name of Jesus. The children of Israel, they sat by the rivers of Babylon and they were weeping because they used to be comfortable. But the enemy took them into captivity and they said, hey, they said this. They said, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. And there they wept when they remembered Zion. Some people are going through situations that their life used to be better. But when the enemy has rearranged their life, their family, and things are tall, things are hard, and they are mourning, they are crying, and it's as if there is no God. Say, any power that wants to make my life a better yesterday, that want to drag me back to square one, you are a liar. Die. Any power that want to drag me back, that want to drag my children back, that want to drag my family back, that want to drag my calling and my ministry back, you are a liar. I say that. The children of Israel, they wept, they mourned when they remember Zion, when they remember their glory, when they remember how they used to be comfortable. Ah, Lord, any power that from my father's house, from my mother's house, that wants to drag me back, that wants me to have a better yesterday, that want me to say bad story, I say you are a liar. Die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Today we are praying about glory restoration. glory. Your glory is your destiny, the fame, that thing that God has put in you and in me for us to shine, for us to dominate, for us to multiply according to his promise in Genesis, you know. But the enemy attack glory. They don't attack anything. They saw the star of Jesus from far and they went for that star. But thank God for Jesus. Thank God for God that protected Jesus. I pray that God that protected Jesus will protect us and will protect our family in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy can terminate glory. They can transfer it. They can use it for their own children to better their own life. They look at this child when he was born. They say, this boy has a glorious future. This girl has a brighter future. And they want, they can transfer it to another person. Well, they transfer this, the destiny of Esau, Samson, Saul, Eli. They all made me say, and their destiny was truncated. You are going to pray like this. Say, any power assigned to truncate my destiny. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. Any power assigned to truncate my destiny, that assigned to truncate the destiny of my children. You are a liar. I say, die, 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 die. Any power assigned to truncate my destiny, assigned to truncate the destiny of my family. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. I command you to die. Any power assigned to truncate my destiny, I say, die by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Glory restoration. The enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Bible says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The devil might have done his worst, but we serve a living God, the God of yesterday, the God of today, today and forever. He said, I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? He said, call upon me in the days of trouble. The only problem is, if we cannot pray, it is difficult to recover. If we cannot open our voices to call upon God, the Bible says, Jacob wrestled with God and he was restored. Jabez called on God and God changed his situation. The enemy might do evil, but once we can pray, it is certain the God that we serve is going to restore. The enemy can steal somebody's marriage. They can steal their children. The enemy turned the hearts of children against their parents. The child you have labored for from baby, and then that child grows up and say, I don't know you again. It will not be a portion in the name of Jesus. The enemy can steal a job, a career, a business, oh Lord. And your even health, the enemy can steal. The enemy can steal finances. I don't know what the enemy has stolen from you, but whatever it is, just know that your God is alive and the Lord is going to deliver us by fire in the name of Jesus. According to Isaiah 60 verse 1, he said, arise and I let your glory shine, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Say, my destiny, my glory, wherever you are, hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. My glory in the water, in the sea, in hanging in the heavens, on my Father's house, O Lord, altar, in the name of Jesus. I say, hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. My glory. Arise, arise, arise. Shine, shine, shine. For your light has come. The Bible says, even gross darkness shall cover the head. He said, but his glory will arise upon us. Even darkness might be around my sibling, but my glory will arise in the midst of all in the name of Jesus. Joseph said, I had a dream. I saw that the other people were bowing down for me and his own tree was standing tall. I pray that your head shall be lifted up in the name of Jesus. No matter what the enemy does, no matter what the enemy has done against you, against me, our head shall be lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus. Our head shall be lifted up. What in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Why would the enemy steal glory? Because of sin. From the beginning, Genesis, God put Adam and Eve in the garden. But when sin entered, the place of comfort, the place of that the Lord has prepared for them to live forever, to be at peace. There is no death, no sorrow, no toiling. But the enemy came, and then man began to struggle. Man began to operate under oppression of Satan. But thank God for Jesus that came to redeem us. And we're going to be seen is the main thing that makes our glory, or carelessness, or different things, oh Lord. We're going to pray like this. Say, any sin that I have committed that has given the enemy opportunity to steal my glory, oh Lord, my Father, have mercy upon me. Any sin I have committed that has given the enemy the opportunity to steal my glory, to steal my destiny, Father, have mercy, have mercy. The Lord knows you well. He knows me well. There is nowhere we can hide, oh Lord. If we say we have not committed any sin and the glory is stolen, it is a lie. The Bible says, no curse will not come except there is a cause for it. And he said, whoever Whatever breaks the edge, serpent will bite. Father, whatever I have done that has made the enemy to attack my glory, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. Oh, let the sin in my life that gave way to the enemy. I gave the enemy the opportunity to attack me, to steal from me. That Lord, forgive me and have mercy upon me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, oh Lord, restore the glory that I lost while I was in my mother's womb. Restore the glory that I lost while I was in my mother's womb. Some children lost their glory when they were in their mother's womb. Oh Lord, my Father, any glory that I have lost when I was in my mother's womb, by your mercy, restore them. Restore. Restore to me, oh Lord. Restore to me, Lord. The Bible says in Joel 2:25, he said, I will restore to you the year that the locust, the caterpillar, the palmerworm, they have eaten. Lord, restore my glory. Restore my glory. God has not created anybody into this world just for creating sake, just to come and just add to number. He has created you and me for a particular assignment, to fulfill purpose, to fulfill glory. But if it has been tampered with, if it has been lost, oh Lord, it is impossible to fulfill destiny. Whatever the enemy has stolen in my life, in the lives of my children, oh Lord, my Father, restore them back. Restore my glory back. By your mercy, Lord. Restore my glory back. Restore my destiny back. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, the glory that I lost through my mother's carelessness. The glory that I lost through my mother's carelessness. Paraventure, when we were children, they have left you with their enemies. Enemies that pretend to be a friend. The glory that I have lost through my mother's carelessness. The glory that my children has lost through my own carelessness. Oh Lord, my Father, restore it back by fire. By your mercy, restore. The glory that I have lost, oh Lord, as a result of my mother's carelessness. The glory that my children has lost as a result of my own carelessness. Oh Lord, by your power, restore us. You promise, oh Lord, that you will restore the years that the enemy has stolen. Father, restore my glory. Restore the glory of my children. Wherever it has been stolen, wherever it has been killed, as a result of my carelessness, as a result of the carelessness of my parents, Father, restore us now. Restore us by your mercy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are restored. Say, the glory that I lost when I was a baby. You know, sometimes you don't know who even carried us. You don't know who carried you, who gave you your first bath. Say, the glory that I lost when I was a baby, by the person, by that man or that woman that carried me, I said, return that back in the name of Jesus. Return that glory back. Return that glory back. A lot of things were missing from the time that we're babies, oh Lord, and we're just growing, managing, struggling, praying as if there is no God. The glory that I lost when I was a baby, that anyone has stolen, I recover that glory back. I recover that glory back. I recover that glory back. In the mighty name of Jesus, I recover that glory back. In Jesus' name we pray. So many of us, we lost the glory through the man, the relationship that we had in the past. We are going to pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by your mercy, please restore the glory that I lost as a result of my past relationship. In the name of Jesus, restore the glory that I have lost, as a result of my past relationship. Lord, have mercy upon me and restore that glory. My glory in the hand of my past, oh Lord, former partner, former boyfriend or relationship. Father, restore that glory in the hand of that man. Anywhere you are, I say, release it. You are not the owner. I need my glory. The glory that I lost, oh Lord, as a result of my, oh Lord, past relationship, oh Lord. Be restored. Be released. Back to me. In the name of Jesus. Be released back to me. In Jesus' name we pray. So many of us, we lost glory in parties. Some people will celebrate birthday parties. Some of them, they are not celebrating anything. They want you to come and eat. I remember when I was still very young, there was this tenant we had in our house, Igbo people. And you know, they will cook rice and kill chicken and put it in the tray and give it to all the children. And you began to eat with chicken that your father and your mother is gari and coconut is the best they can offer to you that. And then you see rice. Whether you like, even when the time is gone, you will continue to swallow it. So many of us, we have eaten evil food, satanic food, whether in the dream, whether even physical. We're going to pray. Say any evil food that I have eaten in any party or at any friend's house, oh Lord, that has stolen my glory. By the blood of Jesus, I recover that glory back. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the effect of that food over my life. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the effect of the satanic food that I have eaten physically or spiritually in my dream. I destroy the effect of any polluted food that I have eaten in the dream, in the physical, that my friend has given me, that I don't know anything about. I have swallowed. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the effect of that evil food in my life. I destroy the effect of that satanic food. In the name of Jesus, any demonic party that I have been invited to, that I have eaten, and they have used a party to steal my glory. By the power in the name of Jesus, I reverse that evil over me, over my children, in the name of Jesus, over my husband. Any satanic food he has swallowed that has stolen from me, today we command the effect, oh Lord, to backfire, the effect to backfire, the effect to backfire. Whatever I have eaten, oh Lord, Holy Ghost fire, punch me, punch me, punch me, punch me, in the name of Jesus, come out of my body, come out of my body. Evil food that I have eaten in my dream, that has polluted my death, that has polluted my body system, that has stolen from me, today let the effect be reversed by fire, be reversed by fire, in the name of Jesus, be reversed, be reversed, be reversed, in Jesus' name we pray. Say glory of God, glory of God, advertise my glory in the name of Jesus. Glory of God, advertise my glory. Glory of God, let your Shekinah glory advertise my glory. Advertise my glory. Advertise my glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your glory advertise my glory in the name of Jesus. Let my glory advertise my glory in Jesus' name we pray. The Bible tells us about Lazarus. Lazarus died, but thank God for Jesus that came to resurrect him. Do you know that when he was resurrected, the people around him, they were upset. They were hungry. They were hungry. I don't know what is their problem, but you're going to pray like this. Say, any power that wants me to die before my glory appear, you are wicked. Die, 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 die. Any power that wants me to die before my glory appears, you are wicked. I say, die, 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 die. Unfriendly friend, household enemy, environmental enemy, in my place of war, in my around my neighborhood that wants me to die before my glory manifests, before my glory is announced. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. Any power that wants me dead, any power that wants me dead before the manifestation of my glory, you are a liar. I say die, I say die, I say die. I rebuke the spirit of death and hell over my life, over my children. I rebuke you, I rebuke you, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Any power that wants me to die before the day of my glory, you are a liar. Die, 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 in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus mighty name we pray. Say, my glory reject bewitchment. Sometimes they speak into the glory and somebody will continue to misbehave and you don't know what you're doing. Bewitchment. Say, my glory reject bewitchment. Any power that is speaking bewitchment into my destiny, into my glory, into the glory of my children, you are a liar. Die, 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 die. That is why some children will start misbehaving. The child that is so loving, they have fire arrow of bewitchment. He does not know what he's doing. The girl does not know what she's doing. She thought, oh, I'm a big boy, I'm a big girl now, I can do whatever I like, oh Lord. Arrow of bewitchment fired into the lives of my children, that they will not be useful for me, that they will not be useful for God. You are a liar. Die, die, die. Die, 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 die. Arrows of bewitchment. Fire at me. Fire at my family. Fire at my children, my husband. You are a liar. Go back to your sender. I refuse to be bewitched in the name of Jesus. Samson was bewitched. That is why he was saying all his secret to the enemy. I will not be bewitched. Any power that want to bewitch me, I command you to die. Die, 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 die. The power of
bewitchment will not prevail over me. The Bible says there is no enchantment against Israel, neither divination against Jacob. It shall be said of the Lord, what the Lord has done over me, over my family. No enchantment will work. No divination will work. No enchantment will work. Any enchantment from evil prophet, evil altar against my life, against my family, backfire in the name of Jesus. Backfire any bewitchment against my children that wants them to misbehave. You are a liar. You will not prosper. I cast you out in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, stranger, they shall hear our voices. They shall come out of their hidden places. Any bewitchment that is already in my life, in my home, in my marriage, that is already working. Today I cast you out. Every arrow of bewitchment, every arrow of evil in my life, in my home, I cast you out by fire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, glory of God, move my glory forward to the place of manifestation. Glory of God, move my glory forward, move my life forward to the place of manifestation. The world is waiting for your manifestation over my life. They are asking questions. Auntie, when will you marry? Brother, when will you marry? When will your children get married? And it has become an embarrassment. When will you give birth? Oh God, Father, move my glory to the place of manifestation. Let my glory speak out. Let my testimony appear. Move my glory forward by your power, by your mercy, O Lord. Move my glory forward. Move my destiny forward to the place of fulfillment, to the place of accomplishment, to the place of manifestation in the name of Jesus. Father, move my glory forward. Move my glory forward. Move my glory forward. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord, nobody will remember you and I unless the Lord remembers. Nobody. Nobody. Remember Mordecai. Mordecai did something great for the king, but he never remembered. Remember Joseph. He did something great, but nobody remembered. But until the Lord remember, that is why we must pray. If the Lord remember, it will be easier for people to help you. They just want to help. They don't know why. You are going to say, oh Lord, my Father, by your mercy, remember me today in the name of Jesus. Open my book of remembrance. Oh, remember me. The Lord remember Noah. Noah was in the ark. He remember him and he set him free. He released him. Father, remember me. Release my glory from captivity. Release the glory of my children from bondage, from family idol, from ancestral power. In the name of Jesus. Father, remember me today. Remember me today. Let today be the day of my remembrance. Let today be the day my destiny has been waiting for. Let today be the day that my head will be lifted up. You, Lord, they'll remember me. Remember my family. Remember my family. Let impossibility vanish from my life. Let struggle come to an end. Let pain vanish in the name of Jesus. Father, remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, stars of my glory, arise and shine. Stars of my glory, arise, shine, arise, shine. The stars of my glory, arise and shine, arise and shine. From darkness, wherever you have been caged, in the name of Jesus, hear the word of the Lord. You are speaking to yourself. Say, mention your name. Fumi Unisani Oni, wherever your glory has been caged, I say, hear the word of the Lord. I'll be set free. I'll be set free. In the name of Jesus, be loose. Stars of my glory. Arise. Get out of my father's house. Get out from my mother's house. Manifest by fire. Manifest. The stars of my glory. Ah, the stars of my children. Manifest the stars of my husband. Manifest the stars of this family. Arise, manifest. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every covenant tying me down. Break. Every covenant, any covenant that my parents has made with the devil that says I will not go. Today I break you. The Bible says, whosoever the son of man shall set free, they shall be free indeed. Any covenant that has tied me down to one spot that says I will not move forward, I break you by the blood of Jesus. I break you by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says we overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the words of our testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. I overcome you by the blood of Jesus. You are defeated by the blood of Jesus. I break every covenant that has tied me down, that has tied my children down, like mother, like daughter, like father, like son. Every evil pattern of my father's house, every evil pattern of my mother's house, appearing, manifesting in the lives of my children. Today I break you. Today I cancel you. My children will not follow the evil pattern of my family. My children will not make the mistake that I made in life. Where I fell, my children will not fall there. Where I made mistake, my children will not make that mistake. In the mighty name of Jesus, any evil covenant tying me down, I break you today. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Sometimes glory can be used by somebody else. Somebody else. That's what the people that do money rich, that's what they do. Say any man, any woman. Using my glory to shine. Enough is enough. Die. Any power, using my glory to shine. Using the glory of my children. Enough is enough. Die. I command you to die. You are a witch. And the Bible says, suffer not the witch to live. Any man, any woman. Using my glory to prosper. Using my glory to shine. Using the glory of my children for promotion, for honor, for elevation. I pull you down and I destroy you. I say die. Whoever is using my glory in the dark world, in the spirit world, enough is enough. Die. Release my glory. You are a thief. I say release my glory. Release the glory of my children. Release the glory of Joseph and Ophelia. In the name of Jesus, I call them for their glory. From the north, from the south, from the east, O Lord. Arise and begin to shine. My glory, any man, any woman, is using to prosper. Enough is enough. Release my glory and die. Release my glory and die. My glory in the burial ground. I say, come alive. Come alive. Power of resurrection. Bring out my glory. Power of resurrection. Bring out my destiny. Power of resurrection. Bring out my glory in the name of Jesus. Say my glory in the covenant of witches and wizards. On the altar of the enemy, I call you forth. Come out in the name of Jesus. My glory. What are you doing on the coven? What are you doing in the coven? What are you doing on the altar? I said, come out. Come out from among them. Be separated. In the name of Jesus, my glory on the altar of witches and wizards in satanic cover. Come out. I call you out. Yes. I call you out. Come out in the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, I recover every virtue stolen from my life while I was sleeping. The Bible says, why man slept? The enemy came and they sow tears. The servant asked the master, did we not plant good seed? And he said, the enemy has done this. Say, I recover every good thing, my virtue, my destiny, my glory, my business plan, my business idea, my children that the enemy has stolen while I was sleeping. I recover everything. I don't know what they are stolen from you, but this is an opportunity. I recover my children. I recover my marriage. I recover my finances, my business ideas that the enemy has stolen, that has been buried, that has been forgotten, my helpers of destiny that the enemy has stolen while I was sleeping. I recover you back. Anything that has stolen my life while I was sleeping, while I was vulnerable, today by the power, I receive power of the Holy Ghost and I possess my possession. The Bible says, upon Mount Zion, they shall be delivered, they shall be holy there, and the children of Zion, they shall possess their possession by that man. By that word, I possess the possession of my children. I possess my possession in the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy has stolen in my life, while I was sleeping, I possess you. I recover you in the name of Jesus. My husband in captivity, in the bondage of the enemy, I recover you back in the name of Jesus. I recover you back. I recover you back by the power in the blood of Jesus. I recover you back in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that whatever has been lost in your life, in my life. I pray that the Holy Spirit will begin to open our understanding, will open our memories, will open our hearts, oh Lord. Even the ones that we have forgotten, we don't even have a clue. Holy Spirit will bring them to remember, and it will empower us to pray and to recover that thing back in the name of Jesus. What they are stolen while we are sleeping, I speak to your spirit, man. Be empowered. Be empowered. Because when you sleep again, you will see them come again. They want to come and take the rest. And that is your opportunity to take everything back. The Bible says, when a strong man keepeth his goods, his palace are in place. But when the one that is stronger than him shall come, he said he shall spoil his armor wherein he trusted, and he will divide the spoil. I pray that any strong man, have borrowed your glory, have borrowed my glory, the glory of your family, your children and your destiny, they shall die, they shall die, they shall die in the name of Jesus. You shall use your glory. You will manifest your glory. You will not die unfulfilled. You will not die uncelebrated in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's continue our prayer point. Let's open Luke chapter 7. You know, let's look at a few things let's look at the lives of people that the enemy has stolen from and how God has helped them to recover. Because that is our testimony. Say we overcame by the blood and the words of our testimony. This is our testimony. That is what we hold on to, God. That Lord, if you can restore the situation of that person in the Bible or that one person that you know, is what we hold on to. This is our proof that say, God, you will restore me. No matter what the enemy has taken from me, I hold on to you. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes to the hill. Where cometh my help? My help is not in any man. My father, my mother, no matter how much they love you, they cannot help you. Your husband cannot help you. You cannot even help your children. That is why when they are going to pay, you try to help them, but you cannot. Nobody can help them. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will help us. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at Luke 7. Luke 7, I'll read very fast from 11. I'm looking at the woman of Nain. How did God restore this woman? The woman of Nain. This woman, the Bible says she was a widow without husband, and yet the enemy killed the child. Let's go together. Luke 7, 11 to 17. This 7. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town. Jesus was coming from somewhere. He was not even passing this woman. This woman has no business with this woman. Jesus was just going on his own. I believe as the Spirit of the Lord is moving, it will pass through you. It will pass through me. And it will wrought wonders in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. 11. Soon. Luke 7, 11. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciple and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. People that want to sympathize with her. Nobody will sympathize with us this year. Nobody will pay us evil visits in the name of Jesus. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, don't cry. The Lord is telling somebody, don't cry. He said, for your trouble, I will give you double honor. The enemy thought that they had pulled you down. Joseph said, he said, you meant evil for me, but the Lord meant good for me. The Lord is saying, do not cry. You will not cry anymore in the name of Jesus. The Lord will dry your tears in the name of Jesus. 14, then he went up and touched the coffin. And those carrying it stood still. Every situation that has been arresting you, that has been molesting you, today hear the word of the Lord. Stand still in the name of Jesus. Stand still in the name of Jesus. When there was storm and the disciples were panicking, Jesus was in the boat and he rebuked the storm and the storm stood still. Every storm in your life, I command that storm to stand still right now in the name of Jesus. He commanded, he said, stand still. He said, young man, I said to you, get up. Get up. I'm saying to somebody, do not remain in that situation. The Lord is telling you to get up. Yes, the enemy has done bad, but you need to summon courage. But I would say, David encouraged himself in the Lord. He went to fight battle for the people of his country. Before he came, they took his children, they took his wife. But when he came, he was crying. Everybody crying. Crying will not help anybody. But after he cried, finished, even the people they were crying together, they started blaming him. It's your fault. It's your fault. They wanted to stone him. He wiped away his tears and he called unto God. That is the only weapon we have. If they will take anything from you in this world, just hold on to God. The Lord can never fail. I have proven that. I know that for sure. He look unto God. He asked God, should I pursue? Will I recover? The Lord said, pursue. Whatever you know is your entitlement. The Lord wants you to pursue. The Lord said, you will recover. You will overtake all. He said, I will restore the year that the locust, the devourer, the caterpillar, the power mom has eaten. Anything the enemy thought that they have taken, and you don't have the power of your own to recover, the Lord will recover for you. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes when the Lord wants us to go and pursue, you are thinking that he's going to fight for you. It's our prayers the Lord will use. Because it's our prayers, by your prayer, the Lord will use that weapon and he will use it to fight for you. Because he said, as you have spoken, so I will do unto you. I pray the Lord will empower us in the mighty name of Jesus. And the boy got up. The dead man sat up and began to talk. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. Whatever you have lost, the Lord will give them back to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have lost, the Lord said, I will restore double for your trouble, double for your pain in the name of Jesus. 16, they were all filled with awe and praise God. They were filled with wonder. Everybody will say, oh my God, is it possible? A great prophet has appeared among us. They said, God has come to help his people. The news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. And believing that somebody here, when the Lord turned again your captivity, people will ask you, how are you doing? Show us the way. That will be your story in the name of Jesus. But what do I want to bring out in this story? The enemy waited for this woman. For the husband to die, she was a widow, and killed the child. You are going to pray like this. Say, any power waiting for my old age to make me childless, you are a liar. Die, 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 die. Any power waiting for my old age to make me childless, that wants me to taste the death of a child, you are a liar. Die, 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 die. Any power waiting for you to be pregnant and waiting for the day of your delivery to terminate, to abort that pregnancy, today, die, 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 die. Any power that wants you to work hard, that wants you to labor, and when it is time for reward, they said no way, and they want to challenge you. The Bible says, "Who lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door, that the King of glory shall come in." The power will challenge Jesus. They say, who is this King of glory? It is the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord strong and mighty is the fighter of your battle. Any power that is challenging your testimony, that is challenging God in your life, today, die, 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 die. Any power waiting for my whole day to kill my children, you are a liar. Die, 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 die. In Jesus' name we pray. It was not only that woman that they killed her child at old age. Remember Naomi. She went because of famine. She left her place, her country. She went to Moab. And the enemy killed the husband. The enemy killed the two sons. There was nothing. They left this woman naked and empty. Naked and empty. You're going to pray. Say, any power that want to naked my life, you are a liar. Die, 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 die. Any power that want to naked my life, that want to naked my children, that want to remove the covering of God over my life, you are a liar. I say, die, die, die. Power that want to naked me, that want to strip me of my glory, that want to strip me of my honor, I say, die. I say, die. I say, die. I say, die. You are not my God. Die, 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 die. I will not bury my children. They killed the husband of Naomi. They killed her two sons. You will not kill my children. You will not kill my husband. My husband will not die. In the name of Jesus, I will not die. My children will not die. We shall live to declare the words of the Lord. We shall live to fulfill. We shall live to live for destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall fulfill the purpose of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Also, the Lord also restored us, that woman with the issue of blood. Some of us, the enemy has stolen our health. You used to be very strong, but something came in and he's like, I don't have strength again. You know, the enemy They stole the head of that woman, woman with the issue of blood, woman with the issue of blood. People will not tag you with evil name in the name of Jesus. You know, in Luke chapter 8, just the next chapter after the one we just read, from 43 to 48, this woman held. The Bible made us to know that she sold everything that she had. And she was one day, this same woman with the issue of blood, just like the woman of Nay. Jesus was just going on his own. She was not going for this woman. But this woman said, I have heard about this man. I have heard about him. Something in her said, only if I can touch the hem of his garment. You see, one of the reasons why we are praying that sometime there will be opportunity. When God wants to change situation, you would think it's a big thing God will do. It might be a very easy thing. Let us be sensitive to the Spirit of God. This woman said, only if I can touch. The Lord will say something to you that at that point, it's only you that can do it. And if you are not sensitive, you might not be able to receive what you have been praying for. There will be opportunity that God will just say, lay your hands on your womb. Or the Lord can tell you that, take a bottle of water. Just pray on it. The Lord can tell you anything. You know, we must be a woman that lives in the Spirit if we want to enjoy the best of God. Because God is a Spirit, and whoever worship him must worship in truth and the Spirit. You don't have to be like a pastor, like anything. You know, we are all learning, but let the Spirit of God, let your spirit man be active, be alert. This woman just said, if I can tear the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And immediately she did that, she got her healing. Say, Oh Lord, my Father, I will not be deaf to your instruction that will move my life forward. In the name of Jesus, I will not be deaf to the instruction from heaven that will change my family situation for good. I will not be deaf. I will not be deaf. Every spiritual deafness, heal me now. Heal me. Clear away. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your heart will be open. Your heart will be open. Your ears will hear the voice of the Lord. You will hear a voice that is speaking behind you. This is the way it works. In the name of Jesus, you will not hear the voice of stranger. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will speak solution to your life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will give you solution to that question, to that issues in your life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. So same way, the Lord restored the health of this woman. The Lord said, the Bible said in Jeremiah 30 verse 17, he said, I will restore health unto you, and I will heal your wound. I will restore health unto you. I will restore health unto you. I will heal your womb. So many women, they are hurt. They are wounded by you know, whether relationship, whether by the one they trusted, they have been wounded. And they don't have their emotion has been killed. You see that it's difficult to love that man again. Even though you want to love him, you are just living with him as if you are a tenant. Go tenant. You want to love, but you can't. I pray that the Lord will heal you. The Lord will give you strength. The Lord will heal your home. The Lord will give you strength in the name of Jesus. The Lord he forgives sin. I pray that the grace to bear it, the Lord will give you in the name of Jesus, and you will fulfill your purpose in that family. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever the enemy has lost shall be restored. In the name of Jesus, I don't know what the enemy has stolen from you, but I serve a God that can do all things. I serve a God. He told Ezekiel 37. He said, Ezekiel, can this dry bone live? If they ask me, I say, I don't know. Thank God the man who was a knowledgeable man said, only you, God knows. Only you, God knows. The same thing. Only God knows about your situation. Some of you might be asking questions. Why is this thing not going? Only God knows. Only God knows. But he told Ezekiel, say, prophesy. And you have the same power, the same grace to prophesy. You are going to pray, say anything in my life that is causing me pain every day, whenever I remember, I prophesy to you, clear away in the name, vanish in the name of Jesus. I don't want to remember you anymore. Bible say, you remember not the former thing, neither consider the things of the old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Say, oh Lord, my Father, help me to forget my past pain. Help me to forget my past sorrow. Help me to forget my past regret. Help me to forget my past failure. Do a new thing in my life. My life is available. Do a new thing in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, my Father, help me to forget my past pain and sorrow, my past failure. Do a new thing in my life. Do a new thing in my life. Because until you forget, the Lord might not be able to do a new thing. Father, help me to forget. Help me to forgive. Help me to forgive. Heal my wound. Heal my wound. Heal my wound. My pain, my affliction. Nothing, oh Lord. And I heal my wound. Heal my wound. In the name of Jesus. Help me to forget. In the name of Jesus. Do a new thing in my life. Do a new thing in my life. Do a new thing in my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, do a new thing in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. He said the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. I pray for everyone online, including myself and my family. The Lord will heal us in the name of Jesus. We shall be healed physically. We shall be healed spiritually. In the mighty name of Jesus, anything the enemy has stolen, by the power in the name of Jesus, they shall be restored. They shall be restored. For your trouble, the Lord will give you double honor. He will wipe away your tears. He will put a new song in your mouth. In the name of Jesus, the song of victory, the song of hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, what the enemy thought is impossible in your life, the Lord will make them possible. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you glory for what you have done today. We give you honor. We give you adoration. You are a wonderful God. You are a merciful God. Thank you. Thank you for the grace to call upon you one more time. Thank you for the energy to cry to you. We say you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh, worthy, oh. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, oh. I want to welcome everyone. This is a glorious women prayer line, you know. We just started, and the Lord, we believe in that the Lord will help us. It will not crumble. It will not fail. It's been something that has been in my mind, but I tell you, everyone has got their weaknesses. I struggle, and I just... I was telling Pastor that, look, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this. But each time I disobey, I also know that I'm disobeying God, because God wants me to do, but I don't have the strength. I don't have the courage. But I just want to bless the name of the Lord for the strength he has given me to be able to do this. It's not to show off. It is just to obey him. And I want to return all the glory to him in the name of Jesus. I want you to know that you are a glorious woman. Who is a glorious woman? A glorious woman is a woman with glory, with destiny. A glorious woman is a woman that is worthy of praise, worthy of honor, splendor, beauty. So if anybody asks you, who are you? Who are you? You need to be able to tell them, I am a woman of grace. I am a woman of power. I am a woman with anointing. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:9, it says, I am a royal priesthood. You are from royalty. The King of Kings is your father. He said, I am a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, set apart, pulled out of darkness into his marvelous dialogue. That is your identity. That is our identity. So if I ask you anytime that, who are you? At least be able to remember one thing. And if you can remember that thing, but Bible says, whatever things are true, whatever things are pure, whatever things are of good report, we should think, we should meditate on those things. And if they ask you, who are you? You'll be able to tell them, I am the daughter of the Prince of Peace. I am a woman with grace. I am a woman that is highly favored. You know, be able to tell good things about you. The Bible says, as you are spoken in my ear, so it will do unto you. Thank you for today. And we give God all the glory. Father, we pray that anyone that is believing for the fruit of the womb, you will open their womb. You will answer us in the name of Jesus. Whether the devil like it, whether you yourself like it or not, we will celebrate with you. We will jubilate with you. If you are believing God for a partner, the Lord will direct you to your own Boaz in the name of Jesus. When you see each other, you will not miss each other in the mighty name of you. Will not marry the wrong person in the name of Jesus. Any power that want to divert you to wrong places, the power shall die in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Till we meet again, I pray whenever I hear from you, it will be good news, it will be testimony. Thank you for joining today. If you have not joined, it will just be me alone, and then there's nothing I can do. I want to appreciate everybody. Thank you. And I also want to thank God for the privilege that Pastor has given me. I appreciate you, sir. God bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. Your anointing, your oil will not run dry in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everybody.
It's not only you, Pastor. God bless you. Some people joined and we enjoyed it. We give God the glory.
Thank you very much. God bless you, Ma. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Ma.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Ma.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. See you next week. Let's share the grace in fellowship. I forgot. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. You shall not die, but live to declare the words of the Lord in the land of the living. You shall not die. Our children will not die in Jesus' name. Thank you. Bye. Okay.